Well, let's take a moment now to talk about books. In the past 10 years, NPR has helped readers with Books We Love, a curated collection of titles recommended by NPR staff and trusted critics. In that decade, they've suggested over 3,200 titles. And just in time for the holidays, Books We Love has been updated. And here to tell us about it is Andrew Limbong, host of NPR's Book of the Day podcast. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Jane.
So remind us, how does the NPR Books We Love site really work?
All right. So like every year around the fall, we reach out to a bunch of like writers and critics and NPR staff asking what their favorite reads of the year were. And then our books team sort of like compiles all of that information and curates it into this like giant compendium of all the books that we loved this year. I think like we've literally got more than 400 books this go around. And if that sounds like big, we've got some filters that you can use to narrow down your search. So you can sort by like book club ideas or staff picks or identity and culture or, you know, all three of those.
So, all right, then what happens when you use those three filters, right?
Yeah, right. So if we go along with it and pick those three, you get like a handful of books. And so like among them, there are actually two that I thought posed some like thought-provoking questions on a similar topic. One is by Angela Garbus. It's called Essential Labor, Mothering as Social Change. And the book shows that mothering is a job, you know, one that we as a culture underappreciate and
Indeed.
Most definitely like underpay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, especially in light of the pandemic, if you look at who had to leave their jobs to do the work of like taking care of the kids and taking care of the house and be an IT professional to figure out how to do online schooling, you know, it was mostly women. And I think, you know, it's interesting to think about that book alongside another nonfiction book that Books We Love recommends called Bad Sex, Truth, Pleasure, and an Unfinished Revolution by Nona Willis Aronowitz. This book is like, it's part memoir, talking about how she left her husband, partly due to the sometimes mediocre and sometimes like bad sex they were having. And it's also partly an inquiry into how like culture shapes desire. This book was actually an NPR staff pick by one of our publicists, Emma Gordon, and she wrote that this spirited history paints feminism not as a fixed set of past and beliefs, but as an invitation to question the status quo.
Hmm. All right. Well, it's gift-giving season, so give us some recommendations yeah. here for the readers on our gift list.
Yeah, yeah, TikTok, right? We're yes. we're all up against the clock here, yeah.
Yes.
So there are actually a couple of books for, you know, the hardcore book lovers out there. One of them is an essay collection called How to Read Now by Elaine Castillo. It's a critical examination of the role we play as readers in engaging with a text. And I'm using the word text there kind of broadly because the book focuses on books, but also, you know, touches on movies and TV. And it's like a reminder to just be aware of the baggage that we might carry when we consume art, you know? Hmm. If that sounds a little like too heady, you know, a little too like, yes, reading. there's also this book by Annette Dauphin-Simon titled Spine Poems, an Eclectic Collection of Found Verse for Book Lovers.
Huh.
So just like imagine looking at your shelf or like the stack of books on your nightstand table and reading those titles as a poem. This book is literally a collection of poetry from book titles, so it looks exactly like that. And some of them end up as like interesting social commentary, and the other just like sort of cutesy imagistic poetry. And real quick, for any like romance people out there, there's a novel by Alexa Martin titled Better Than Fiction. It's about a woman who, you know, she isn't much of a reader or like a book person, but then she inherits her grandma's bookstore. And one day a famous romance author comes to town and, you know, does a reading at her store. And, you know, you can guess what sort of happens.
At the end
from
of that
there.
Story. Yes, sure. All yeah. right. We're running out of time, but I've got to get this in. What were some of your favorite reads of the year? You, Andrew.
All right, yeah, one of the books I blurbed is titled Luda. It's by Grant Morrison. Now, Morrison's best known as a comic book writer. You know, they've written some great X-Men books, some great Superman books, but this is their first novel. It's about an aging drag artist named Lucy LeBang, who, you know, is kind of washed, but they're part of this, like, pantomime group putting on this, like, buzzy show. Then, like, a younger drag artist comes onto the scene named Luda, who seduces her way into becoming Lucy's protege. And, you know, everything's great until bad things mysteriously start to happen to all the other cast members. it's a fun read that has all these, like, twists and turns, and it's, like, a little hard to keep track of what exactly is going on,
yeah.
you know, but Morrison's writing is fun enough to keep you reading.
Okay, I've got 10 seconds. What's your personal number one reading list favorite from Books We Love?
All right, on my list right now that I want to buy, it was recommended by my colleague Sydney Madden. It's called Shine Bright, A Personal History of Black Women in Pop by Danielle Smith. It's just this contextualization of like these huge pop figures in music, you know, your Gladys Knights and Aretha Franklins, and really gives them their due in the pop music canon.
That's NPR's Books We Love with the Book of the Day podcast host Andrew Limbaum. Andrew, thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you, Jane.